Good morning, everybody. Most of the actual information about Mothering Sunday is in the bulletin. It's a nice write-up, so please read that. I'm going to speak for 2 minutes plus on Mothers Union itself. Most people, when I ask them what Mothers Union is or means to them, look at me a little blankly and say, I don't know. I'm hoping most of you here, after all these years, probably do have some inkling, but generally speaking, most people do not know that it is a 150-year-old Anglican organization with over 4 million members in 84 countries who aim to support the conditions in society favorable to a stable family life, whether it's physically, mentally, or spiritually, and to help families who are in adversity and for the protection of children. Mothers Union here at Christchurch Cathedral is 36 years old. We had our first meetings in 1988, and some of the members who are still here now today. I came the year later, so I know that. One of the members who is a member of our congregation is Kathleen Snow, who many of you may have known as the parish nurse shortly after me. And Kathleen is on the International Board of Trustees, that's the directors for Mothers Union around the world. And she is responsible for supporting and encouraging over 15,000 MU members in Canada, the US, South America, and the West Indies. So we give thanks that the Lord has enabled her to reach so many people with this level of care. So what do the rest of us do? Well, we meet every month on a monthly basis, and we plan the things that we are working on in that particular time and year that we are reaching out to other people. And outside of this, we also have time for prayer. We have a Bible study. We have time for fun. We've had fun and lots of fun and laughter. And we also look at different issues that are current in our world today. One of the things that we've been looking at is human trafficking and the ways that perhaps we can help in a way. But at the present time, our main emphasis has been two things this year. One has been the PAWS table, P-A-U-S-E, not P-A-W-S, P-A-U-S-E. And some of you may be aware of our PAWS table, but did you know that that PAWS table initiative started here at Christchurch Cathedral? It started a few years ago when a couple of members said, how about we come together, find brown bags, put a homemade card in, and some goodies like muffins or cookies, and take them up to the students at UMB when they have their exams, where they're really stressed out and feeling a little alone. So that started a few years ago, and it has grown. And the UMB pastor who is in charge up there at the moment, can't think of his title or his name, but anyway, has expanded it. So that now, in the last year and coming up with exams soon, a number of different churches will be providing food and manning tables, a PAWS table at UMB. And you might say, well, what does this do? Well, it does a lot. It's quite amazing the comments we've had from the students. There they are, you know, about to take their exams, stressed, feeling a long way from home, and many of them are very long way from home, being overseas students, feeling a little on their own. So they come across this table filled with food, homemade food for the most part, and these ladies and gentlemen who are mothers or grandmothers, usually, of that kind of age, manning the table with a smile and saying, have some food, forget exams for a minute, just stop and have some food, pause a while, and we chat to them about nothing, you know, about all kinds of things, and try to give them a sense of being at home. We've had comments such as, you made all this just for us. Wow, all this food. I came hungry this morning. I didn't have any food in my kitchen. So I came to, and this is wonderful that I can eat this before I take my exam. We've had people with tears in their eyes, and one member whom, in our group, who said to this young girl from Africa, "Can I give you a mother's hug?" And she gave her a hug and made her feel better. It's just little things, and it seems little, but it's not. It's huge when it feels that you've got some comfort and some familiarity. We hope this will continue, and we certainly, if anybody wishes to help and support us, please do. Another of the projects that we started last year was a food cupboard, one that is out in New Maryland at this point in time, but is stocked by Mothers Union members and now community members too. And we have two more in the making, which we're not sure where they're going to be located. But they are the ones where you put food outside and people come in and take food if they need it, put some in if they would like to. It's all just there for the taking. We do many other things, which I won't go into, but all of it is based around the idea of trying to support our families. And we'll just say the Advent candles to help us worship at home during Advent. And we send baptismal cards out, that kind of thing. One of the other greatest things about Mothers Union is the group support for each other. We've known each other, many of us, for a good many years now. I've known everybody for about 34 years, 35 years, and how much care and support we get from each other, times of prayer for each other. And I will just say to you that when I lost Nathan and we had a memorial service in Isle of Mort, Newfoundland, and I don't remember much about that time at all, except I do remember looking down in a place where fresh flowers are very hard to come by, really, a lovely bouquet of fresh flowers. And I read the little card, and it said, "With love from Christ Church Cathedral, Mothers Union." I remember that. That's love, and that's what's so important as we think about today and our gospel reading of John 3:16. So we're 15 at the moment. We're open to anybody joining us, and anybody who is a baptized Christian, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, can join us. Man or woman, doesn't have to be a woman, even though the Mothers Union puts a different sign on it. We meet the third Wednesday of every month at 7:00. We meet either in person or Zoom or both. So you have many options, and we'd love to see you join us. Thank you very much.